Look here, Mac. I'm going to give it to you straight. Grown-ups lie. Sure, they like to say that kids make things up and that we don't tell the truth, but they're the lying liars. Take President Roosevelt. He's been saying on the radio that the economy was improving when anyone with two eyes could see the only thing getting better was my mother's ability to patch holes in pants. Not that she had a choice. There was no money for new threads with Poppy out of work. It was either that or let us go naked. Then there was Winky. He was the lyingest liar of them all. You said 20 cans for a dime, Winky. I pointed at the small red wagon. It was full of empty condensed milk cans. I found them for Winky and cleaned them up, even smoothed the sharp edges. Winky sold the cans to Pepe's Cafe, where they used them to serve café con leche, espresso and condensed milk. Everyone in Key West drank leche, even toddlers. You must have wax in your ears, Beans, Winky replied. He had a pot belly and slicked back, greasy hair that matched his slippery ways. The armpits of his Cuban-style shirt were stained yellow. I said 50 cans. I was so burned up by his words that steam just about burst out of my ears, and believe me, it was sweltering outside. Key West in July was stinking hot, especially stinking. Garbage had been piling up ever since the town ran out of money to pay for collecting it. Flies swarmed above the rotting mounds. They were filthy and disgusting, and my brother and I had spent the entire morning in them. Me and Kermit had dug through steaming piles of garbage from one side of Key West to the other, looking for milk cans. We'd dodged stray dogs and mosquitoes and fearless rats. I couldn't imagine a worse job in the whole world, except maybe cleaning outhouses. Now Winky was trying to cheat us out of our money? I heard you just fine, I told him. You said 20. Sorry, but you're full of beans, Beans, Winky said, and then laughed. Look, I made a joke. Get it? Full of beans? Hilarious, I said, and glared. You're a regular comedian, Winky. I suppose I could give you a nickel for 20, Winky offered us, like he was a king doing us a favor. A nickel? I wasn't very good at arithmetic, but even I knew that this was a lousy deal. Sorry, Beans, Winky added with a smirk. Maybe you can find someone else to sell the cans to. I glared at him. I would if I could, but everyone knew that Winky had the only milk can game in town. He was a cousin of Pepe's. Beans, Kermit whined, tugging on my shirt. I'm hungry. I sighed and rolled my eyes. Kermit wore crooked glasses and couldn't drive a bargain with a kitten. Winky saw the advantage and took it. A fake, kindly expression lit up his face. Why, Beans, your little brother's hungry. I bet a nickel would buy a nice lunch. I swallowed my pride. Fine, I muttered. We'll take the nickel. What's that? Winky asked loudly. I didn't quite hear you. I glared at him. I said we'll take the nickel. He dropped the coin into my outstretched palm. Come on, Kermit, I snapped. Let's go. As we walked away, Winky shouted, Always a pleasure doing business with you, Beans. I'd been winkied again.